federal investigators say a U.S. Army analyst has been arrested in Kentucky for selling military secrets to China for $42,000. U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis.
The defendant is charged with entering into a multi-year conspiracy to illegally exploit his access to national defense information for his own financial benefit. He traded our national defense information for cash.
President Biden will make the case for another 4 years in office at tonight's State of the Union. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
He is going to go hard against the Republicans on the fact that they defeated that bipartisan bill on immigration and the borders.
And a House panel's debating two bills to protect our data on apps like TikTok. New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone.
Right now, there are no restrictions on who they can sell this information to. It may be about members of our nation's military and our children, or it may be information about where we go, how we spend our money.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for bear hunters to join their Learn to Hunt Bear program. According to a press release, the DNR is looking for both experienced and novice bear hunters for the educational program that will include both classroom and field sessions. At the conclusion of the program, participants will also get to take part in a bear hunting excursion. The DNR is encouraging anyone who has received a bear harvest authorization to apply. Applications must be submitted by May 1st. City of Eau Claire officials have announced a new community engagement effort. According to a press release, City Council President Emily Berge and City Manager Stephanie Hirsch will hold regular meetings to discuss neighborhood issues over the next few weeks. The district discussions will include other elected officials and neighborhood associations, and officials hope they will get more residents involved in their community. The first meeting is scheduled for March 18th at the Ellie Phillips Senior Center. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum. Was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered. And every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 30s. And clouds stick around for tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. Warmer for the weekend, sunny in low 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs into the low 60s and partly to mostly sunny. It's 55 right now.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday happy hour. LB. Entirely happy when our pal Jim Santel joins. I hear you screwed it up. Dominic!
Dominic! It was me! It was all me. Sorry, Jim. I did send you the new link once you get to it. James Santel, our friend, former U.S. attorney, will join us here in a few minutes. That's all on me. State, you never give me any responsibility other than like turning the mics on.
State of the Union Thursday edition. Almost said State of the State. You know, I was once a fine guest at a State of the State address. Tom, did I ever tell you that? This was
where?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Yeah.
Where do you think I was getting invited?
Well, I know you lived down south for a while, and I know you're a little Huber for a while. I mean, I don't know what your circumstances were.
Yes, they brought me in from day jail to sit at the State of the State address. This predates, this might shock you, this okay. predates Tony Evers. I have not been to a State of the State as the guest of Tony, and it predates the wanker, because I don't care if I walked on water and saved kids from a burning building. Wanker wasn't going to invite me.
Never, no.
But under Jim Doyle. I was there, Jim Doyle, the autism mandate, and I wasn't always right, a big yeah. fan, but Jim Doyle used some of his political capital pushing through the autism mandate that affected my family greatly, and he put me in his gallery, and my only regret, I wasn't wearing a suit. I was wearing like a turtleneck, no ball cap. You know, it was like a weird look for me. It wasn't a normal day, and so like I'm up there, and I'm like, hi. You know, because they bring attention to you at some point. They point at you and like, hey, look at that like, doorknob.
Hey, right.
At least when you're there as the governor.
Well, you know,